Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Oklahoma Genetics invites you to focus on quality at their 2020 annual conference, Wednesday, February 12th, at the Edmond Convention Center in North Edmond. The program gives you a chance to hear one of the major buyers of U.S. wheat domestically, Hayden Wands with Grupo Bimbo, as well as wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and members of his wheat improvement team at OSU. To register for the conference that includes lunch, call 405-744-4347 and leave your name. There's no fee, but you must be registered. Check out more about OGI at their website, okgenetics.com.
Today's cattle futures market finished lower on the live cattle, but then mixed on feeder cattle. The February lives were down 102 at 120.30. April's down $1.20 at 118.60. So pretty disappointing there on the front end. We had 121 live cattle cash trade to finish last week, which was a dollar lower than the 122 the previous week. But it looks like with the February winding down here, you know, in the middle part of February now, I don't know how much more it can move. But the cash market, if it follows any sort of action like the box beef market has been pretty steady over the last couple of weeks. The choice at midday was down 102 at 209.10, select up 10 cents at 203.99. The feeder cattle market was higher on the front end, March up 55 at 135.75. The feeder cattle index is at a pretty good premium to that. It's at 140.63, so roughly $5 higher than where the March feeders are right now. Oklahoma City today had 7,650 head. At midday, the USDA reporter called it unevenly steady on the feeder steers. So that might have something to do with kind of like the futures mark today, unevenly steady with the March up 55. August and September, though, were down pretty hard. August down 97 at 146.90, and September down $1.02 at 148.45.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 9th annual Albrecht Penn's President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 17th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus bulls plus over 300 registered and commercial Angus females. For a sale catalog or more information, call 816-532-0811. The 9th annual Albrecht Penn's President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 17th at noon.
Tomorrow morning, we've got a USDA report. So these markets here are kind of trading the pre-report, people positioning ahead of that. The report tomorrow is expected to show a couple of things. One is the U.S. ending stocks, one's the world ending stocks, and then also South American crop production. The estimates from Reuters suggest that wheat ending stocks here in the United States are going to be 954 million bushels. It's 11 million lower than in January. For corn, 1.864, which is roughly 28 million lower than where we were in January. And soybeans, 443 million. Which is 32 million bushels less than where we were in January. So they are restricting some of that. Also, there's debate on whether or not or how much of the phase one estimates will be including in the demand portion of this report. The USDA said it won't be because they do not have specifics. So it'll be interesting to see where we end up with regard to the phase one deal, since they haven't really bought anything from us up to this point. But corn finished down about 2 cents, beans up 2 to 3, Chicago wheat 5 to 7 lower, Kansas City about 1 lower, and then the cotton futures were about a penny higher across the board. Currently, we've got the Dow Jones up 75, S&P up 12, crude oil down about 75 cents, and natural gas down 6.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.